area sometime along during the different services in the same area. That the music begins to change, not drastically. Now what has happened here, you notice there's deadness in your music yesterday and the day before, didn't you? The Spirit is trying to move you into a place of changing. You adapt to the people, to the anointing and to the ministry and the people. Just to use an example of men and women. Sometimes you have women that are moving into sort of a peace type spirit of life music. If you're ministering them, you'll go into that. And men maybe that's moving in a strong exhortation type ministry, the music will lead that. So what we're going to do, I'm going to point Craig from now on to begin to get the leadings of what music to move into in that area. Okay? It won't change drastically. But you're sensitive enough to the Spirit. And if Ken Lamont is along in obedience, we'll let him begin to move into there. All right?
Thank you.
wait just a minute. How many of you feel drunk? Just a little drunk. This is a gauge. This is a way that you know you're moving in the spirit with your music. But it will absolutely bring you to rest and make you just a little bit drunk in the spirit. Sometime it'll make you even more than that. More than a little bit, won't it, Craig? Long as that striving is there, that trying to play and that striving, you never come at rest and it never flows. You understand this? See you, man. Now let's keep making these runs, and then Ken, when I point at you, I see you moving in spirit. I want you to start out picking some tune, okay? Whatever comes out of the spirit.
Thank you.
Once you get moving in your music, you remember what you were taught out of 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, how I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with understanding also. But once you begin to move in the Spirit and your music begins to come out of the anointing on the inside of you, then you begin to move singing in tongues or I. Most of you, I had to trap you into going, to get you to sing in tongues. Remember all that woo-wooing and everything you did? Because you had gotten into a place to where when I tried to get you to sing in tongues, you'd strive and strive and strive to sing in tongues. So I had to trap you not to say anything about tongues, just get you to woo-wooing. Then the first thing you know, you were coming out of the Spirit with it. Oh, what you want to do is begin to let the Spirit bring out these tunes. We're not trying to make a professional, what is that, opera singer, Fanny Price or something out of you, or a some kind of great baritone out of you. That is not even the purpose at all. The purpose is to move you into a place to where you can obey the Scriptures that says this in Ephesians the 5th chapter, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. That's the purpose. I don't care what you sound like, but of course, as you develop and move in the Spirit, you'll get to where you can sing. As long as you try to try it, and you're natural, you're going to be in terrible shape all the time. We're not entertainers. We're just trying to... or not trying, we are doing this thing. We are moving you to where you can sing in the Spirit. In psalms, what are psalms? Psalm in the early church, the people had a way. The Scripture that they had, which was part of the New Testament or the writing of the apostles as they came forth, and the Old Testament, they begin in the Spirit to sing, and they begin to sing those Scriptures. Why did God have them to do this? Following the pattern of David, that he took the Spirit singing inside of him and made these Scriptures come alive. And then from there, out of those singing those Scriptures as psalms, they begin to get what it called revelations. The Spirit would begin to add on understanding of those Scriptures as they sing them. It's that simple. They didn't get trapped, Brother Ray, in all this old glitter knowledge of the Bible. Because they knew full well, and they were taught well, they knew full well, except the Holy Ghost anointing abiding in them brought forth the revelation and understanding of those Scriptures, that it would be death to them. They were taught that very firmly. But you and I, coming out of darkness of religion, we've been taught that the letter knowledge of the Scriptures was the thing. That's not even true. That's the work of Satan, trying to trap you and keep you in your carnal mind. which is enmity against God, instead of letting the spiritual mind of Christ develop in you and mortify or destroy that old carnal mind and bring forth the mind of Christ. Oh. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. I recommend that some of you, as the Lord leads you, I mean as you utter in the spirit, not as you go about uttering in the flesh. And I don't care whether you've got a voice or not, but I recommend that you read that Bible while you're singing in tongues in the spirit. And just see what happens to you. Boy, that thing will go to jumping inside of you and out of you. And you'll take one verse, the first thing you know, you'll get a hymn out of it. Oh, yeah. A song that comes forth in your understanding, a revelation of the script, meaning of that scripture that comes out is a hymn. Speaking to yourselves in psalm and hymn and spiritual song. Spiritual song means song to the spirit in tongues. Singing and making melody in your heart or in your anointing under the Lord. The purpose is to get that inner work perfected first and then just let it spout out of there. Many times in singing the scriptures, I began to move and let that anointing and read the scriptures and never sing out, but let inside. Ooh, for God's world. And let it sing inside. Never sing it out. Until it gets to where it's almost pushing out of there. And then begin to sing it and let it bubble out. The work of the scriptures, the work of the living word of God is compared to a fountain that bubbles out of you. Jesus called it a river of living water that flowed out of you. And this is our purpose, is to get you where you can just obey, speaking to yourself, psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody, heart unto the Lord. No purpose, no reason in the world to make opera singers out of any of you. It has served no purpose at all, our country, western, or whatever. Beatles, or Count Basie's Brother Pelham, or Kate Smith's. Thank you. Yes, Brother Mag back there. Go ahead. Shandela ride at all, Shandela ride at all, Ella Randa ride at all, Shorandela ride at all, Sholarela ride at all, Ola Randa ride at all. Back this time. Several folks, I've had them make this statement to me. I just can't sing. That's a lie. Satan has told you that lie and you believed it. Now, I don't believe singing is part of my ministry. You see, what's happened, Satan had compared you to some of these religious entertainers and other entertainers, and he's said, now, you can't sing like them, and God knows you're blessed. But to make the statement, you can't sing, denies the Word of God. The Word of God commands you to speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, making melody into your heart unto the Lord. And for you to let that lie of Satan in there and you go around spouting it out, I'm going to have to wash your mouth out of soap and water yet. Fact, business, that's what I'm doing right now. For you to go around making that statement, you can't sing, is the devil. You're repeating what he told you. And he told you a lie. Because that anointing inside of you that abideth in there continually, 1 John the 2nd chapter verse 27, has the whole heavenlies open to it. And I almost bet you that somewhere in that heavenlies among all the myriads of angels, there is one that just fits you. Bet it is. Maybe a bum 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 bum, maybe beep 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 beep, maybe something, but I bet it is. And I almost exhort you on this. If you'll quit repeating the lies of Satan out of your mouth that he's told you long enough, you'll look in that anointing and find it. And some of you that are singers in the natural, if you'll quit singing your words long enough that Satan has told you were pretty, and go to looking in that anointing, you're liable to get the words that God wants to use in your ministry or the tunes he wants to use in your ministry. The anointing that abideth in you has all you need for life. And it says, you need not that any man teach you. But that anointing is what teaches you. Come here, Brother Joe. I'm going to pick out in that anointing. It abides in him. Come on around on this side, brother. Get to where I can get to you here, where I won't whop you over the head with this guitar. I've got to get it around this way. This is before service. We're just getting started here. Oh, in that anointing abiding in you, there is all the works of the Spirit you'll ever need. I've taught you this, haven't I? You remember I had Brother Pete one time draw that great big old fat man that was bigger than me or Bill Roberts or any rest of them and put that anointing in there and list all the things that you had in it? Fullness, Holy Ghost, abideth in you. That power, life, everything you need for your ministry, abideth in you. Now, somewhere in there, either there or 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 there, somewhere, there is a witness of a tomb. And I bet I can, pick it out. What gift is that? Discerning the spirits? Discerning the work of the Holy Spirit? I can hear that tune in there. You don't believe that? Sure. It's like a stethoscope. I got it right there. Say, well, what if you don't hear one? I'll impart one in there. You're most sure the Holy Ghost imparts. What will it do? Try to make him do something he can't? No. You'll get just exactly what he needs by the Spirit and impart it in there. Watch it. Oh, you got tuned all around in your anointing?
Yes.
Oh, all right, go over there and pick up your guitar and go to singing you want out in tongues. Everybody listen to it then. Oh. Or 4 or 5. I don't care if you get mixed up 4 or 5. If you're listening by the Spirit, something is just quivering all over you. Brother Pruitt, where do you get all of these thousands of songs? No problem. Revelation or song, either one. Understanding, you just open the scripture. Ooh, here they come. You don't believe the anointing that abideth in you containeth all things. Giving you everything you'll ever need, he'd be a liar if he hadn't. Because he said, according as his divine power hath given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, if he didn't put the ability to operate him on the inside by the Holy Ghost, then he'd be a liar. Wouldn't he? And grace would be of no effect if he left off one thing that you need. Then that would make grace a lie and it wouldn't work. If he left off one thing that you need, then that means that you'd have to do that one thing in works and it would spoil the whole grace of God, which is gift. Wouldn't it? Because Paul said if it's the least bit of works, least bit of living, then it's no more grace. But if it's grace, it's all grace. That's what he meant. Oh. You want to try another one? Come here, George. Now, Brother Pruitt, everybody can't listen by the Spirit like, yes, you can. Don't go to telling me that now. You see, your problem is that you haven't yet realized that you're a child. You still think you know a lot, and you don't know beans. When it comes to the greatness of God, you're a child. And you'll never know him through knowledge and understanding. You'll know him by the Spirit and revelation. That comes by the school. Well, I can study the Bible a little now. You'll never know him that way. You'll know the Bible, but you'll never know God. You'll know about him, but it won't be worth anything. You can't hold just but a little. Remember just a little of it. That's one thing, reading the law. Folks never could learn the law. They couldn't remember. And even when they remembered it, the disobedient spirit in them was so great by Satan till they couldn't obey it. That's what Paul said. The strength of sin was the law. And that anointing abideth every tune he needs. I'm connected to the heavenlies. By the Spirit we have access. An open door. Access means an open door to God. Care where you think he is, whether you think he's in heaven or clothed upon you or what, you still have the access to him right there. I don't believe the way you do, Brother Pruitt. I don't believe that he's clothed upon me. Then you can believe you have an open door to him wherever he is. Can't you? If he's on the planet Jupiter or Pluto or Venus, at least you have open door to him by the Spirit, don't you? Oh, I wish I could believe all those things and just start confessing them. You already believe them. Open your mouth now and just let one start coming out. Some way or another. Now you begin to understand what I was doing to you when I used to come into your midst and I would sing a message in tongues and sing it out and just keep singing it out, and first thing you know, you'd be following me. I'd stir it up in you, wouldn't I? But you wouldn't stay following me very long. Oh. We'll move on. Get things working like we're supposed to have, the order we're supposed to have. And we don't have any order for service. You know as well as I do that the pattern is sometimes that you go all night. Has been. Of course, the Lord adapts to what the people can receive and how interested they are, how hungry they are. Get a hold of one person, maybe go all night ministering to them, or a few groups of people. Is this right, Brother Josh? I live by the faith of Jesus Christ, whose life now has become my life. His pure blood, flesh and breath has now become my blood, flesh and breath. I am not trapped by religious preachers who get me to try to believe God, because I know I have Jesus' faith that believes every word of my Father God. How many of you understand this trap that you've been trapped into? They were here last night. And you hear it all over the religious world. Everybody believe God with me now. Sounds real sneaky. Sounds like it ought to be so, but it's a lie of Satan. It gets you to trying to believe God. It suggests to you that you have to do something to believe God. When God said He'd already given you the faith of Christ that already believes everything, just start confessing it. And they wreck your life. Satan whispers at you all the time with that thing. Well, I've just got to believe God about this situation. I'm just going to believe Him about this situation. That's the devil. You're not going to believe Him. You already believe Him. When Christ came in, He brought His faith with Him. You already believe Him. All you have to do is start confessing it, singing it, hollering it, shouting it, doing whatever. Used to make me so sick. I won't call any more names because I've sort of downgraded some of you now, and that's God's command. He said, just beat you down and then lift you up. He said, cut you down with fire and then lift you up with fire. And that's exactly what I did. He spoke to me and said, you can't mess with the flesh of those people. He said, they won't be persuaded. They must be destroyed. And if not, I'm going to have to destroy them in judgment fires. It hath been given me to cut and cut. But it used to just irk me no end, and I had to go along with these things. Meet together in these little prayer groups. We're going to come together now and believe God. Bull! Count on all foolishness. Had to sit there and take it. You won't start in that mess now. You're in the New Jerusalem. You don't talk like that. You can't eat of that tree of evil and good and evil now. You can't eat of the tree of good or evil. You can't eat of that evil thing of spouting out those poison words of Satan. You already believe God. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's the gift of God. The very moment the word of God goes forth, the ability to believe is wakened inside of you, and then all you have to do is just repeat right behind it, and a power falls. I don't care if it's a prophecy coming out of a kid that high, or whether it's something you read out of the scripture, all you have to do is say it. Just the back, right, repeat it right behind him, and he brings it alive in you by the Holy Ghost. I'm not trapped by religious preachers who get me to try to believe God, because I know I have Christ's faith in that believes every word. I'm a Father God. So I, as a child, confess God's word and all his promises. I confess with my mouth and the faith of Christ inside of me. Believes every word that I confessed. Oh! To get three of them together here, and let's listen to it. Get three verses together, and we want to tie on or just one more revelation. Are you ready?
I am not trapped
by religious preachers who get me to try to believe God, because I know I have Christ's faith in that believes every word. I'm a Father God. So I, as a child, confess God's word and all his promises. I confess with my mouth and the faith of Christ inside of me. Believes every word that I confess, and the Holy Ghost then forms in me everything that I've confessed, and makes me to grow in grace and knowledge, and to live the life of Christ. And listen, that I already have them. Whoa! already have them.
The fullness of Christ
in me. It has been given me through my Father God. I only receive knowledge of His Word, that I may live the life that I already have.
Has been given me
the fullness of Christ
in me.
Hath been given me fullness of Christ.
Hath been given me
the faith of Christ.
So that I do believe
in every word of God.
That lets me grow
in His grace and knowledge of me.
Not just in letter knowledge in my mind, but
knowledge in the Word of the anointing from inside. So I read His Word, I hear it preached. And open my mouth and confess it out. Then one more step up, I take in obedience. I open my anointing and I utter out.